Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants are on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. During that time, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star, then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I would like to turn the call over to your host for today, Mr. Jim Katz. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much, and welcome, everybody, to this session on power and patch management. We are very fortunate to have Kimber Spradlin from Big Fix Product Marketing on the call, along with Mr. Tom Burke, who's the Vice President of Federal Sales. Let me go over the agenda, please, with you all on slide number 4. We are going to conduct a brief Big Fix product overview, then talk about some of these selling strategies, and then turn the call over to Tom Burke, who's going to give you some real-world examples. And then last but not least, we'll field questions from the team. On slide number 5, I just want to briefly mention the fact that Big Fix has been part of IBM now for about 2.5 weeks. Their endpoint solution is second to none. They manage an average of almost 100,000 devices per client. They're very scalable. Their solutions cover endpoint management, security management. They are basically the best in breed. They're a visionary when it comes to Gartner. So it's just a very good acquisition for IBM, and we're just very pleased to have them as part of the IBM family. On slide number 6, I just want to mention a little bit of how we position Big Fix within the IBM service management solution. You know, we've generally broken up our customers into three areas. From left to right, we start with the consolidation and virtualization arena, move up the ladder to optimize and automation, and then at the very top, which is the business-centric enterprise transformation. And I think it's important to note that regardless of where a customer sits, the need for endpoint management and endpoint security does not end. As a matter of fact, it probably becomes more important as you move up the ladder. So the Big Fix acquisition really falls very easily into all of these various arenas and actually becomes a very integral part of the IBM service management solution. It brings a lot of value to our customers, and it's going to make their life a lot easier. Slide number 7, a little bit about positioning. It's very important to note the fact that Tivoli Provisioning Manager is staying around and is still seen as the source solution for data center automation and for servers, whereas we are positioning Tivoli Big Fix as the solution for the lifecycle of distributed endpoints. So again, we still have TPM. And now, with the addition of Big Fix, we have the best solution in the business for security, patch, power management for the endpoints. On slide number 8, I'd like to turn it over to Kimber. Kimber, please.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Just a couple quick background slides in case you had not yet listened to our first Tivoli talk from a week or so ago. So for those of you who are not entirely familiar with Big Fix, what exactly does Big Fix do? So at the strategic level, we give IT the visibility, speed, adaptability, control, and precision to do more with less. And I think that comes out pretty clear just from the scale that you saw in that very first slide, averaging 90,000-plus endpoints for our top 50 customers. We do that across systems lifecycle management, endpoint protection, configuration, and vulnerability management. That is our package offerings today. And again, all out at the endpoint, the distributed environment, rather than the data center. And then one of the most interesting things about Big Fix is our ability to address unforeseen problems. And you see a couple of examples there in the boxes. When IT has a fairly simple question, like how many machines are hardware compatible with Win 7, which laptops are affected by a particular battery recall, those are fairly simple questions to ask, but in a distributed environment, they're very, very difficult to answer without Big Fix. They can take a lot of manual tracking down, a lot of spreadsheets, or if there's an existing systems management tool in place, they can take 3 or 4 days for that tool to provide an answer. And generally, when we go into those environments, we find that those answers are off by 30 to 50% accuracy rate. So those are some of the competitive advantages that Big Fix brings to the table, as well as real-time visibility. Because we push the work out to the endpoint, and it monitors itself and then reports any changes back to the server, we are able to deliver those answers in minutes for targeting, for just simply pulling back information to gain that visibility needed, for pushing out patches or software. At a more product level, on slide 9, you can see there the Big Fix product portfolio. So if you're curious about some of the specific capabilities of what we offer, asset discovery, patch management, power management for the PCs, laptops, and monitors, software asset management, that's software license compliance, configuration management and vulnerability management, those often go hand-in-hand with compliance efforts, PCI, Sarbanes-Oxley, your international data privacy laws, et cetera. And then endpoint protection with your anti-malware and NAC and endpoint firewall type capabilities. Something of interest there may be the ability to manage multiple AV vendors. That is something fairly unique to Big Fix. So slide 10, just quick selling Big Fix 101. That's kind of our the name of this session, tactical to strategic selling. And really, it's about getting these points across, the ability to see all endpoints. That alone, while it doesn't tend to fit into a specific project, provides tremendous value to an organization. And you will often see organizations struggling with this. They don't phrase it necessarily quite this way, but what they'll say is, you know, I need to be able to reach out and touch all machines that are running Service Pack 2 and only those machines. And they lack the visibility to know how many machines are out there, much less where they're located and which ones are running Service Pack 2. Fix issues anywhere in minutes, regardless of bandwidth or connectivity. So, again, Big Fix working in the real world. It doesn't matter if it's a high-speed T1 WAN link, if it's a 56K line link, a satellite link, or just a simple Internet connection with no corporate network connectivity. Big Fix can still make contact with those machines, provide updates to those machines, apply policies, and retrieve information about those machines. Another benefit of Big Fix is our ability to deploy in days across any network or geography. Really, there's not a tremendous difference for us between a 1,000 endpoint deployment and 100,000 endpoint deployment. It's the same amount of back-end infrastructure in terms of management server, and from there we can use existing hardware that's already in place quite easily. So that all adds up to saving a lot of IT time and achieving fast payback. So those are the kind of core fundamental benefits that we want to talk to our prospects about. Below that, you see what characteristics make an ideal Big Fix client. So when you're looking for opportunities in the field, really any opportunity that resides out at the endpoint. If there's any struggles at the endpoint, it's likely that Big Fix can address it. So the desktop, laptops, even some point of sale devices and those types of things. Also environments that span multiple OSs, that's most of them. It's pretty rare to find a pure Microsoft-only shop these days. So if organizations are looking to gain visibility and control at a higher level and not have quite so many silos between their different platforms, that's definitely a Big Fix opportunity. one in which there are lots of remote locations and or mobile workforces. Some of our customers are quite small but very spread out. And, again, Big Fix becomes one of the only choices out there. For example, we have a published case study for a company called TaxTech, and they serve about 1,000 work-from-home tax professionals. There is no network. There's no. All they're doing is you know, they've got home-based cable internet access, and Big Fix was able to take them from about a 20-person patching process, so 20 people for TaxTech to get the monthly Patch Tuesday updates out to those 1,000 customers or clients, down to just half a person in about an hour. Because we can reach out and touch those machines. And a desire to prepare for unanticipated events. Big Fix, because of our ability to give such quick answers back and implement changes across a large and distributed environment so quickly, is a great tool to have in place for things like zero-day malware outbreaks. And then off to the right, you see some of the typical pain points that we come across that are become kind of a flag for us to know that this is a great opportunity. Cost-saving initiatives, mispatch, failed audits, outsourcing, and just general lack of visibility. And we'll cover that a little bit more here in another slide. So traditionally within Big Fix, we've taken very much a land and expand kind of approach, tip of the spear. Rather than trying to sell all of Big Fix, the three, you saw there's three suites, about 12 or so individual solutions. Typically, we focus on an individual pain point and get Big Fix in the door. We are, for the most part, selling into mature industries, so that makes us a replacement sale. And oftentimes, that becomes more about the politics than it does the superior technology. So what we just try and do is find the pain point that existing solutions have not been able to solve, solve that pain point, get our agent and our minimal infrastructure in there, and then from there, it's take off and run with it. So we stay very focused on the most critical requirement, and our sellers have been most successful when they propose a single product. Often they end up selling a suite or a package, but they're really focused around just one or two products, for example, patch management or patch plus power, and then it becomes cost-effective to go ahead and buy the full suite. We get the platform installed in hours, the customer seeing value in days to weeks. That makes a huge statement, and I think you've probably heard quite a bit about Big Fix's POC strategy. We love to get in and get a POC installed, proof of concept. And for us, that is not a small lab of 10 computers. When we say proof of concept, we have absolutely no problem going out and being installed on 5,000, 30,000 endpoints in a production environment. And, of course, it takes getting the prospect comfortable with that idea, but we're very confident in our technology, the reliability of our technology, and the ease with which it can deploy. So often times some of our best and fastest deals have come where we've been in a POC and a customer has experienced some sort of problem or compelling event, and Tom's got some stories for you here in a little bit about those while we're installed. And their existing tools cannot satisfy that problem, deal with the problem, but lucky for them, Big Fix is installed on a test basis. We solve the problem and then often get rolled out into more of the production environment and then close the deal there within a week or so. And then we return for cross-sell activities. So what are some of those compelling events that I mentioned? On the systems lifecycle process automation area, you would see failed implementations of another system lifecycle management suite, something like an Alteryx or a Microsoft SCCM. Perhaps they purchased it 2 years ago and it's still not fully rolled out, or they purchased they purchased it a number of years ago and it's just still not meeting their needs. For example, maybe in particular, Microsoft SCCM tends to fail in the mobile area, and so what they get is a limited rollout, just to corporate connected endpoints. Patch implementation or software distribution gone wrong. You get plenty of horror stories about that, where they've gone to roll out some new application or application update, and it brings down the whole network because the other tool just was not good at managing the network load and bandwidth. BigFix, on the other hand, can deliver large service packs over 56K lines without disrupting service on the network. Or just visibility failure. Exactly how much do I have and where is it installed? That alone is a very difficult question for many organizations to answer with any level of precision. Typically, when we go in and do a POC, most of our customers will have two or three network mapping tools installed already. We will bring in BigFix, often with a very similar approach, but using the BigFix infrastructure behind it, and find somewhere in the neighborhood of 30% more assets than they previously thought they had. That usually is quite an eye-opener and, again, accelerates the sales cycle. On the more positive side, look out for green IT initiatives. And we've got some great information on green IT initiatives and how that can help at the PC level as well to complement the IBM data center green IT. On the security side, failed compliance audits, those still happen with quite a bit of regularity, and there's plenty of those. PCI still seems to be hot. HIPAA has some updated rules that are making it have more teeth. And Tom can tell you a lot about how the federal government is starting to see some serious implementations and consequences around their security regulations that have been in place for quite some time, but are really taking hold now. Certainly security breaches, malware outbreaks, those types of things. Again, we go into POCs, we get installed. If we put in our anti-malware, antivirus as part of that POC, we will often find that the machines we're testing on have undetected viruses and malware on them. All right, so moving on to slide 13, Tom's going to give us a few examples of great customer stories where we've seen one or more of those compelling events. Tom is the VP of our federal sales team, which has been an extraordinarily successful team within BigFix. So I hope that some of these real-world stories will help to help you to take this information and go apply it out in the field. So, Tom, if you would.
Thanks, Kimber. Morning, everyone. I just want to reiterate a couple points Kimber just made because they are really important. You have to be able to differentiate yourself very quickly in meetings. And BigFix's architecture is so unique, it enables you to kind of articulate a value proposition which the end user probably has never heard before. How I usually describe BigFix in the elevator scenario is by saying we're a software company which has a massively scalable infrastructure that enables our customers, IT operations and security folks, to create policies. It's a massively scalable policy-based engine, which capitalizes on a very smart agent, which effectively can see about 800 properties of every endpoint in real time. So it enables you to ask questions of endpoints and within 3 to 6 minutes over hundreds of thousands of endpoints have those endpoints answer that question to a single console cross-platform. So who's got port 80 open? Who's got Adobe running? Who's running Solaris? Who's got the serial number on their battery pack? Ask those questions, usually high touch points, and get answers back in. And sitting on top of that, we sell products. And Kimber just kind of gave you the outline of our products. But that elevator pitch is unique, and it usually, you know, creates that separation from everyone else. If you do get in a feature function match, you've done a disservice to yourself. You've extended your sales cycle. But if you can articulate that value prop and then talk about feature functions, then you're home free. And just to kind of support the value prop, this is the text you're looking at on slide 13. Is a sole source document written by the Department of Veterans Affairs earlier this year. The Veterans Affairs was a customer of ours. I started the Federal Group about 4 years ago. They were our first customer. They bought us for 30,000 endpoints as part of a NAC solution to do remediation for Cisco NACs. So they wanted to authenticate that device which is out there and then for Big Fix to inspect that device, remediate it, then bring it into the VA network. That was a very successful deployment, and it's as Kimber mentioned, it was a seeding opportunity. We took advantage of one feature. You know, it represented 5% of what we could do. We demonstrated that over a couple-year deployment, and then this happened. Then there was an incident earlier this year at headquarters, which we're not allowed to talk about. But this was a Microsoft SCCM deployment. They had 430,000 agents deployed. This was a McAfee EPO deployment. This was a Symantec AV deployment. None of those guys could see it. None of those guys could remediate it. So over a course of a weekend, the folks that had Big Fix deployed our stuff into HQ, found it, remediated it, and it caused the sole source justification to be written. And the last sentence, I never get tired of saying it, Big Fix software is the only known software solution that can be deployed VA-wide within 1 week of contract award to address VA's immediate need. And that, in fact, is what we did. So this was the cybersecurity attack. This was something which we were able to demonstrate very quickly because they were a customer that we just extended some licenses to them, and that resulted in a very sizable award, in which we hope to get another award later this year. This was not the first example of a cyber attack inside of our customer base. Last year, the exact same thing happened at a three-letter agency, very much along the same lines of selling a tip of the spear, seeding an account. We had seeded this account 2 years earlier through a relationship with Lockheed, where they bought us for security configuration management, in essence enforcing policies dictated by DISA, a defense agency, on Solaris servers. So once again, that represented a very small fraction of the Big Fix value prop. However, it enabled us to get a footprint, prove ourselves, resolve the current issues, and then the exact same thing happened to this account last year. This was a cyber attack at about 100,000 endpoints. We call this the 64-hour miracle. The event occurred over a weekend. On Tuesday, the CIO called a meeting with us. On Friday, the sole source was done. A PO was awarded to us. And over the next 64 hours, we deployed 453 virtual relays. And this was done by two people, two Big Fix guys. We deployed 17,000 agents into 500 subnets. We deployed 92% of redeployed of McAfee's framework. We updated 96% of McAfee's DAT files within 6 hours with a 98% first-time pass success rate. And we did that using 100% of bandwidth on non-business hours and 25% of bandwidth during business hours. So we had the flexibility to configure their infrastructure based on their business requirements, their SLAs, and also taking advantage of bandwidth when it was available to us, which was on Saturday night through Sunday morning. So it's a great story. It's the tip of the spear story. Get, seed it, create your value prop, seed the account, and then watch it grow over the coming months, quarters, and years. This slide doesn't speak to the follow-on success, but it does speak to the tip of the spear. It started off being security configuration management. It ended up being our entire suite sold to this agency and then to the mother load, which is the agency which this group supports.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, those are some of our favorite stories, and hopefully they give you a feel for what is possible with Big Fix. I always find it funny when we can deploy a competitor's infrastructure or updates faster than their own management infrastructure can do it. So just to reiterate what Tom said, on paper, if you just go feature function against our two or three main competitors, and next week we'll go more into competitive information, but those would be Landesk, Altiris, Case at the smaller end for those of you who are dealing more with small and medium-sized businesses, and Microsoft SCCM. If you just go feature to feature on paper, we won't look all that different. These are mature markets. It's pretty well understood what the capabilities are. So it's really important to highlight that we take an entirely different approach to achieving those ends, and and that results in something that is truly useful. I think the most common phrase that we hear out of our customers, said with reverence and awe, is "it just works." And you can't get much better compliment than that out of IT. So with that, on slide 15, I just wanted to give you an example of one of our top sort of door opener products that we talk about. I know that, you know, we want to do strategic selling, sell to the pain points and at a higher level, but this is an example of a good, when you have to get to the point where somebody says, okay, but what exactly do you do? What pain or problem are you going to solve? One of probably our top answer to that is, well, let's talk about patch management. What are you doing for patch management? Old topic. Most organizations, pretty much anybody not running Big Fix, still hasn't solved it to their satisfaction. They are accepting of a 60% compliance rate and a 30 to 90 day patch cycle. So, you know, they're two or three patch Tuesdays behind. They're accepting of not really being able to control or ensure that they're patched on their third-party applications or on their non-Microsoft OSs. So this is definitely an area where we get our foot in the door, oftentimes beside an existing competitor, and then expand from there. The third-party application patching in particular seems to really catch a lot of attention right now, asking organizations about Adobe updates and Apple iTunes updates and things like that. That's really catching a lot of attention. So if you're looking for some opportunities, that's a great place to look. And the nice thing about patch is you can engage that conversation both with the security and the operations side of the house. Security cares from a policy compliance standpoint that it's getting done. Operations cares from a getting it done efficiently and effectively standpoint, because they're the ones actually implementing the patches. We have a number of examples, and we have some TCO calculator spreadsheet showing how our paid solution is less expensive than the free Microsoft offerings. So that is one thing that we often run into out in the field is, yeah, but this is free, or it's bundled in an enterprise license. But it requires so much manpower and so much more hardware that Big Fix becomes a less expensive option. And believe me, we're getting Microsoft's attention with that. We've had a couple of customers where they received phone calls from, or at least the rumor is, they received phone calls from the very top of Microsoft when they chose to go to Big Fix. the other great thing about our patch management solution is it beats those suites. But then, you know, often in the press or the analysts will say, yeah, but, you know, it's part of a suite. It's bundled in. Well, on patch management, along with many other big fix solutions, we beat the point products, too, the guys that do nothing but patch management. So, again, for those of you who are prospecting and selling into smaller organizations that might be looking for a single point solution, the big fix solution is just as cost-effective for them and just as feature-rich. In fact, in many cases, much more so. And you can see some examples of to back up that. So, again, just wanted to share some stories. And, Tom, feel free to hop in here if you've got any stories specifically around patch management. We have so many patch management stories that it's really hard to pick out any one in particular.
My favorite stories always, you know, are always the customer success stories. So I was at an event 2 weeks ago in D.C., and I ran into a customer who's got 180,000 endpoints deployed with BigFix. And the decision was made at a very high level, and then the reporting agencies, sub-agencies, components really didn't have a voice in the decision. Anyway, Kevin came up to me and he goes, "You will not believe what a hero you have made of me and my staff." He goes, "Our first-time success rates have gone from 65% to 98%, and all the agencies are standing in line waiting to be the next ones to get deployed." I mean, that is a very typical customer experience with patch. 98% is what we do first time.
And, yeah. So,
and people don't believe it when you're selling them, but it happens every time you land a new account. They'll come back to you and thank you.
And that's really probably how BigFix became so focused on pushing the sales cycle into including a POC, because they just don't believe these claims. I mean, they've had too many experiences with other suites who take a totally different architectural approach, and they just think it's not possible. And so we have to go in and prove it to them. And you can see some commercial examples as well on this slide. Another great story is a customer of ours up in Alberta, Canada, a smaller shop, 3,500 endpoints. The main IT guy was on vacation in Florida. An emergency came up. A patch had to be gotten out. So he ran over to a Starbucks, accessed his BigFix console, and before his coffee even got cold, he was done. And you can imagine that makes him a customer for life when you save his vacation. You know, not only were the, you know, commands issued, every machine was evaluated, and those that needed it were patched. You see, I've given that example of the 56K, so low bandwidth scenarios for those of you who have customers operating internationally, perhaps in emerging markets. A large healthcare customer there on bullet number 4. This was here just within a couple months ago, I believe. Patch instances within 10 hours. And they achieved a 91% success rate in that 10 hours, and they were up to 98% by the end of 20 hours. So, and then another day example here where there was basically a zero day and a patch. That one actually might not be a patch. That might have been a different command. But within 25 minutes of kicking off the job, the update, which I guess so that it was a patch, that was an application patch, it completed 99% of nearly 40,000 workstations.
If you look at the markets where these characteristics are critical, you know, it spells out retail banking to me, and you know, those are key markets for IBM, and you know, it's key to have network bandwidth throttling so that if you're selling to a retailer, you're not, you know, competing with bandwidth for credit card transactions and other mission critical transactions. And our footprint is so small at the endpoint, we, you know, that it doesn't affect the point of sale terminal. So these characteristics are, you know, kind of define what is required in retail and why we have done we've got a significant following in the retail market.
Right. Yeah, and that 56K line example is a I guess you'd call it services, a hotel chain. So same thing there as retail in terms of you cannot affect their reservation system. that would reflect very poorly on the systems management tool. All right. So looks like a slide out of order here. Slide 17 actually really matches to our power management. So let's skip to 18, and then we'll come back to our Miami-Dade example. So our other product that we love to use, area of functionality is a door opener, is power management. Very hot topic these days with the whole green IT. Has a tremendous ROI. Many of our sales reps use power basically to pay for everything else. So you can demonstrate such a tremendous payback on power that, in essence, it pays for implementing the big fix solution and, you know, with some functionality such as patch management. It's a great way to land our agent when there's political difficulties with competitors. In that case, we play nicely side by side. Very good complement to the green data center projects within IBM. And you can see a quote there from Forrester. By 2020, PCs, et cetera, will emit 3 times more CO2 than data centers. So it's critical. While each individual machine doesn't put out all that much, it's the cumulative total that makes a big impact, and Big Fix is able to do that. And this, again, is a category-leading product, both in a point basis and with inside a suite. So if you have back to 17, you can see an example there. This is Miami-Dade. Before engaging with this customer, I never really thought about K-12 school systems being all that large or complex. I guess I've lived in smaller towns where there were not that many schools. But in this case, you're talking the fourth largest school district in the country. And I believe between Big Fix and IBM, we own 4 of the top 5. So I suspect there's one that's got a target on its back to become to get added to the portfolio here. But you're talking over 100,000 computers spread across a large number of locations with not a lot of centralized IT control. Different campuses often exert power over the central IT department. And in this case, we're asking a school district in today's economy, a couple years ago, but still, to spend money on software. And that could be a very politically difficult thing for them to do in any kind of large quantities. But we were able to show them that their reduced electricity bills would more than pay for the software. And, in fact, they started seeing $4.2 million in total savings, both from the Big Fix solution and then also pairing that up with HVAC controls and being able to, turn down the AC when nobody was in the building, that kind of thing. That's, nearly $100,000 per week. In fact, the savings got to be so high that we were asked to not talk about them too much because it was riling up the teachers' union for some pay increases. So that was kind of an interesting end result there. And then the integrated solutions, and we have gone on with this customer then. I'm not sure, Tom, do you know what other solutions we've sold to Miami-Dade now?
They are a patch customer. We've cross-sold them. Actually, they were a customer for a different product first. I think they started with patch, and then they were one of the key drivers to kind of making this such a robust power management product.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a seeding tool, I ran a special on power management when we first introduced it a couple years ago, and it was a great seeding tool. We ended up working with GSA advertised the press release on power management, and we offered it for, I think it was $1 a month, so $12 a year, and it will save you $25 to $36 a year. And we ended up seating over 350,000 seats with that in the government, which ended up driving $3 to $4 million over the subsequent 24 months. So from a marketing perspective, this is a great promotional tool, and it works. But a component of Homeland Security was awarded the number one project within DHS last year, and it was our power management deployment at one of the components. So it's you know, it's a very solid product, something you can feel comfortable selling, and it's a great tip of the spear product.
All right, so let's skip ahead here to slide 21, and you can just see this all wrapped up into a representative customer ROI. So really that's what it comes down to for the customer. And you can see an example here of a 90,000 device deployment and what that saves them. And there's real hard dollar savings in power management. There's real hard dollar savings in reduced hardware expenditures. And primarily we're talking, you know, Microsoft servers here. And then there are the FTE savings, which are just tremendous. Of course, sometimes those are a little bit harder sell in terms of justifying an ROI or a TCO, but these ratios of 20 to 1 really do make an IT manager sit up and take notice, especially for something like Patch, which is really a low-value work effort in terms of IT. Those resources would be much more effectively and usefully deployed on much more higher value projects than just dealing with Patch Tuesday. Patch Tuesday should be automatic and routine and complete. And it can be with Big Fix. All right, so just summary, why customers choose Big Fix. These are, again, the things to look for if you're spotting an opportunity. And I'll take it back again to simplify it as much as if you have a customer that's struggling with any aspect of endpoint management or security, it is likely a Big Fix opportunity. And feel free to work with your Big Fix counterparts to take advantage of that. So why customers choose Big Fix? Real-time visibility, that scalability with the proof points underneath, the broad coverage, the rapid time to value. And you can see some quotes there from some of our customers in various verticals, from retail to financial services. Tom gave you a number of examples out of the federal sector and some commercial examples as well today. I love the last one at the bottom. It's just not a fair fight. Not the ability to solve multiple challenges with a single agent, single console, single management server, and the speed with which we can do that. So that is Big Fix in a nutshell. Those are some selling tips and techniques for you, some places to hone in on and really get things started, get things moving, as well as some strategic level information about positioning Big Fix versus, you know, our competitors in terms of scalability and speed and visibility. Hopefully that gives you a better idea of how to spot some opportunities and make some progress within those opportunities. And on the last slide there, you can see Big Fix contacts and resources. Feel free to reach out to any of us for help. We have tons of information available, and you can see the sales kit there within the internal IBM system. We, of course, didn't put everything out there because we have probably way more detail than you'll ever need or want, but if you do need anything, feel free to reach out, and I'm sure that we have something that can help you. With that, let's open it up to questions and see what we can answer for you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star then one. Please unmute your phone and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. To withdraw the request, you may press star 2. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Robert Lanigan. Your line is open.
Hi, Kimber. Thank you very much for that presentation.
You're welcome.
I have a question in terms of, again, positioning this solution in the market. Is there a critical number of endpoints that we should be looking to? In other words, if a customer has less than 1,000 endpoints, are they likely to be a good target or not? And, you know, just in terms of the scale that we should be looking to.
Right, yeah, no, excellent question. We do typically work in the 1,000 endpoint range and up. We have a couple of folks in Big Fix that specialize in 1,000 and under. We do change our messaging a little bit at that point because, of course, scalability to 250,000 endpoints is not a concern of theirs. In the smaller range, let's say 2,500 endpoints and under, it becomes a little bit more about the Swiss Army knife and about how you can solve all those different problems and functional IT needs with a single solution. So the fact that you have integrated power and patch, which means the computers are shut off when people, you know, leave for the day, but they're brought back up in the middle of the night when it's time to patch and all that automatically happens, it becomes about, the message becomes a little bit more about stretching thin IT resources to be able to get more done. So, yes, the messaging changes a little bit just in terms of what we emphasize. And then, again, in that smaller range, if you see if they're small but highly distributed or almost all laptops, then that is still an excellent Big Fix opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question is from Jose Gutierrez. Your line is open.
I want to know, you put a reference in which you talk about energy consumption. Have we had some experience with hospitals and managing some hospital equipment that also helps to reduce energy?
Hospitals. I know... Do you know, Tom, if our big healthcare customer is running power management?
I think we're talking about a different piece of equipment. Anything that runs Windows operating system, we can manage the power consumption on. So if the device is running Windows, the answer is yes. I can't think of any examples. Sure, lots of the hospitals, including the Veterans Administration, our power management is deployed.
Right, and Mac as well, Windows and Mac.
Right.
You know, certainly in a healthcare setting, you do have more equipment that needs to be on 24/7. So for power management, you're probably focusing more on the office administrative staff end of the healthcare chain as opposed to you know, nursing stations and things like that where, you know, again, 24/7. We, within the power management, it's not just about controlling the off-on policies. It's all your standard hibernate and sleep modes and all those sorts of things as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Bill Bates, you may ask your question. Please check your mute button.
Yeah, thank you. Similar to the last caller in question, do you have any success stories in the utility industry and specifically the endpoint of a smart meter deploy, whether it's hundreds of thousands or millions?
Yeah, we have not entered that smart meter market yet. I know that is, was... A high-level interest area for IBM. We do have some utility company success stories, but those are more, again, they're your standard laptops and mobile devices that the utility workers would take out into the field, but not the smart meter. If it's running Linux, which would be probably the most likely, there's definitely some possibilities there that we could look at through a professional services.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question is from Fred Weichelbaum. You may ask your question.
Hi, good morning. I have a customer also in utilities power. They're currently using Alteryx for workstation image management and for help desk remote control. They are looking at a potential replacement, and I'm wondering if Big Fix offers this workstation remote control feature that's pretty important to them in this respect.
We're actually looking to incorporate the IBM solution into the Big Fix infrastructure for that. We do offer something today based on the built-in Microsoft capabilities, but those are probably Alteryx's two strongest points against us, and those are the areas that we're, our R&D team is very excited about incorporating IBM technologies, bringing them onto the Big Fix architecture. So, yes, that is definitely something we can solve, but it'll be a little bit of a combo solution immediately, but
okay.
Well worth contacting your Big Fix counterpart and going after.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question is from Dennis McFadden. Your line is open.
Hi, Kimber. I have a question about the asset, the software asset management. Do we? You showed the positioning on earlier charts about the positioning of TPM along with Big Fix. And the question I have for you on the software asset management is the license management piece, is it tied into anything bigger, or does it do it on its own? Does it do contracts, that sort of thing, or is that something that rolls into maybe Tamit?
Yeah, so it hasn't at this point. Right now it is focused on the endpoint. It is software utilization. Who's using what? Are they really using it? There is a contracts piece where you can match it up against the contract. Are we over or under license? We've had a lot of success due to, again, our speed and our accuracy out at the endpoint level, whereas your much larger ITAM solutions, they're doing everything, not just the software piece.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to, to merging that together. We have some APIs where we could feed that data, but there's nothing pre-built. That would, again, be a professional services kind of deal. Right now, for us, it feeds up into our own display console, and it is just the software component.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question is from Joel Salish. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you. I'm impressed by that 98th percentile success rate in that example that you mentioned. Having previously used items like, Microsoft SMS and legacy Tivoli framework tools, I was wondering, number one, what kind of infrastructure do you have? To deploy to, let's say, 70 to 100,000 endpoints? And how is that agent different? That agent must be a little bit different, if you could speak to that.
Sure, yeah. So really, let me take a quick step back. The way we achieve that 98% success rate is we have something that we call relevance. So rather than a customer having to sit down and worry about computer groups, and, Active Directory and locations and all that sort of stuff, we write a policy that just says, if you are Windows, if you have all of these characteristics, then this patch applies to you. And the agent on the other end is continuously monitoring, and it will reach out to the relay or the central management server and say, is there a new policy that applies, what new policies do you have? It'll take a look at that policy and say, oh, that applies to me. And then it will retrieve that patch down. So it is really very much an endpoint agent pull-based system than what we affectionately refer to our competitors as spray and pray, which is push it out through the whole environment. So one of the ways that we're more effective in a large environment and we have that scalability is the patches are only pulled across the network if they're truly needed. They only go to the systems that can that have all the prerequisites to apply that patch. So that's really how we handle that. For a 70,000 environment, you're still talking just one management server on the back end, an extra one for backup, of course. And then we have these things called relays. And I think, I'd want to get a Big Fix SE, but I think depending on what we're looking at, about one relay per 1,000 endpoints. But those can be existing hardware, file server, print server. We've got some customers that use laptops, not really recommended. Laptops tend to move and get turned off. And all you do is basically you get that Big Fix agent out there deployed, and you just say, okay, that one is now a relay, and it takes care of itself. So there's no special installation. There's no hardware distribution to scale up to that kind of environment. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1. Our next question is from Jose Valencia. Your line is open.
Hi there. Thanks a lot for the presentation. And my question is more directed. I work with Mexico, and how are we going to sell this? Is it available for selling in Mexico already? Are there any part numbers? Is it going to be in control distribution? How is it going to work?
Yeah, so for now it is Big Fix as usual. Sales go through Big Fix until we reach our full business integration targeting the February timeframe. So for now you would work with your Big Fix counterpart, pass the leads over. Tom, help me out here in terms of sales operations, quota credit and such for these guys. Do you know those details?
Yeah. The details are just being introduced this week. I just spoke to my counterpart on the federal side, and I think today was the day that it was being formalized and introduced to the sales teams. So there is a double compensation. So the Big Fix reps getting paid, as are the Tivoli sellers, both on the automation and on the security side, since we cover both groups. The details of that I can't provide because they have not been given to me, but I know there's double comp and there's also bonuses. For new deals.
Yeah, and we do have a Big Fix rep assigned to cover Mexico, and he could give you more details about the partners that we work with down there. I just that last slide with my contact information, Kimber Spradlin, send me a quick email, and I will pass that along to the correct Big Fix representative for you.
Okay, that's great. And I have another question. Comparing Big Fix versus Altiris, how good we are for the patch management portfolio or section? I'm asking this because I recently had an account in which I was competing against Altiris, and when the POC time came, we couldn't do it so well with the other, IBM. Tivoli for software distribution, TPM software. It didn't work so well. So I'm wondering if I could go back to the client and tell him, we recently got a new company and I would like to give you a POC that is going to work, but I'm kind of, afraid of not accomplishing what I'm saying. Could you tell me if you have any success stories against Altiris?
We kill Altiris on a daily basis. You will win that deal if you get Big Fix into a POC, and you will crush them if you make it a multi-site Altiris POC because they can't do it.
Yeah, okay. Multi-site. If there are remote systems that have to VPN, we can still get those patched in a very timely way. You cannot go wrong putting patch, Big Fix patch management in front of a customer, period, ever. We will shout that from the rooftops all day long. We're extraordinarily proud, bordering on arrogant about that product. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, I'll send you an email then so you can help me out. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Our last question comes from Neil Kamal. Your line is open.
Thank you, guys. This was a very interesting presentation. I come from the security sales enablement, and I'm seeing a lot of interest and question within the seller community about Big Fix. And what I'm wondering is, have you worked yet on a document or a chart where you can show the relationship with the existing security as well as automation product, the areas where it complements and areas where there might be potential conflict of, say one or the other will be sold, so that we can very clearly, show to the seller that this is the strengths of bringing Big Fix in your existing security deals.
Yeah, Jim, are you still on?
Sure.
Did we have something like that in Sandy's call last week?
Yeah, I think we did have something like that in the Tivoli talk last Thursday.
It's not real detailed, but I think we have some slides. You'll have to forgive me. We've done so many of these sessions and business partner talks and whatnot. I'm struggling to keep them all straight. But I think we have some slides that clearly state, the existing Tivoli products versus how the Big Fix products mesh in with that. I know that we're working on a more detailed roadmap that should be ready here in another week or so. If you're looking for detailed lining up of Big Fix versus external competitors such as Altiris and Microsoft Landesk case, again, send me an email and I will point you to those materials.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Well, terrific. I want to thank everybody for joining today and also mention that next Thursday we will hold a competitive positioning Tivoli talk. So if you want some deeper details on how to crush the competition, please be sure and turn in next Thursday. I want to thank Kimber and Tom for being on the call this morning and thank all of you for joining.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks, Kimber.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.